November 18th at the Depot. The holiday parade, which you can already see being advertised throughout the city, that's going to be on the 19th down in the downtown area, and then also Deck the Depot on December 3rd. So just want to encourage you guys all to attend those events. I think it's a great opportunity for us to be a part of the community. Real quickly, wanted to let you guys know that they did adopt all of the changes that we, Jared proposed for the changes to our ordinances in those text amendments on the lots and the streets were the last two that needed to be go to the second and final reading. So I just wanted to let you know that those got amended and they should be adopted in our Muni Code. I also wanted to let you know that we did have a workshop at City Council and talked about a couple of items that might be coming up to before this board here in the near future, but just to keep you abreast of what's happening. We talked about homeless encampments. Chief Burt made a presentation. It's something that the city is very interested in and making sure that we take this very seriously for the folks here that are homeless within the city of Tomball. We did talk about open air markets and what that meant in land uses within the city and our land use matrix. And staff is going to be presenting something here in the December meeting to you guys in regards to that. We also talked about something that we'll be talking about at today's meeting, which is mobile food courts. And Jared will be presenting that. And then also that we have been in discussions with looking at a downtown public restroom on the north side. Whether it's going to be a brick and mortar initially or if it's going to be something that we're going to rent, just so we have other opportunities for when we have larger events that there is an opportunity for folks to use a public restroom on that side of Main. That's all I have for now, but I'm sure next time I'll be bringing some more to you.
Thank you. Okay, there are no public comments or any petitions. Thank you. All right. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of October 10th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? I have one. Would you please change Susan's Harris's absence to excused absence, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else have anything? All right. Would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Non-action items. All right. E1, you want us to do these? We're making a slight change in how we're doing this. Do you want me to read them all, or are you going to go ahead?
You can just read through them, and if there's any need for discussion, then we can pull whatever plot you want to pull out and discuss separately if you feel like it's necessary. Otherwise, we'll just read through the plots that are non-action items and then move forward just to kind of save time.
Okay. All right, then. Let's have you read through them.
I'm happy to.
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to start with E1?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner for the city of Tomball. There are five minor plots, which are non-action items, so there's no need to vote on any of these plots. But they are reviewed by staff and also brought forth to the Planning and Zoning Commission for informational purposes. Those five plots are, the first one is a 4K Properties plot. Second one is Huffsmith Corville Plaza. The third is Rayburn Reserve Section 2, a partial replat number 1. Fourth is the Ricucci Tract, and then the fifth is the Valita Estates subdivision plot. So, like I said, all of these are minor plots. There's no need for public infrastructure of any kind. So they are not. It's not necessary for the PNZ members to vote on it. It's more so for informational purposes. And if any one of you have any discussion, or if you'd like to have any discussion or questions on any of those plots, I'm happy to field those at this time.
Just one question as a newbie here. So the decision process for the plats, how does that get decided and why are they here on our agenda?
Because essentially because the code requires us to put all plats on the agenda, whether it's an action item or not.
Okay.
So the only items that are, any plat that actually has to come to you for approval for you to vote on is going to be either a preliminary plat or a final plat when there's actually public infrastructure involved, so streets, utilities, anything like that. These are already existing plats that are essentially being combined into a new lot. So there's no need for any new utilities or streets.
That's just handled at city staff then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
And that's instructed through the code. It's basically this body has given staff the approval authority if there is, just as Jared said, no public infrastructure or anything that needs to be extended to that particular lot. So we're just following that code.
Cool, thank you.
Do we have any questions or any discussion?
Thank you very much. New business, F1. Consideration to approve a preliminary plat of Grand Parkway Town Center, subdivision of a 65.3516 acre tract of land being in the C.W. Hall Survey, abstract number 1639, and in the William Perkins Survey, abstract number 621, and in the T.A. Duclos Survey, abstract number 1473, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. Once again, my name is Jared Smith, City Planner for the City of Tomball. I'll be presenting Grand Parkway Town Center, which is a preliminary plat. This was actually preliminarily platted once before, back in 2016, but we do have an expiration date on plats. If they aren't acted on within 6 months, then they do become null and void, and they do have to come back and have a re-review of that plat. So this is essentially a plat that was previously approved with a few minor modifications, but it's located at the southwest corner of State Highway 249 and the Grand Parkway. Zoning here is incorrect, so I apologize for that. This is actually in a planned development district, PD number 10, and it is a mixed-use residential zoning, not residential, I'm sorry, retail-based planned development. There are 9 lots that are within this preliminary plat, and it embraces 65.35 acres, approximately. Here is the graphic representation of that subdivision plat for you to view. And this plat was reviewed by city staff, who found that it was consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which are the subdivision standards. And city staff is recommending approval to you all today, subject to the conditions that I have outlined on this screen. And they were also included in your packets. Most of these are minor graphic revisions that are necessary, with a few key exceptions. One of those being that the property immediately to the west of this has been platted, and I would like for them to show those lots that are in that subdivision, as well as the street that exists there. That's important because I would like for them to try to align this new street with that existing street so that we don't have some kind of undesirable street offset intersection. And then the next item is, the other condition that maybe is like a major condition is prior to the approval of any final plats within the subdivision plat, they will have to submit construction plans to the city engineer for review and approval. And then ultimately all of that infrastructure does need to be put in place and or a financial guarantee provided to the city of Tomball prior to the recording of that final plat. So with that said, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have on this item at this time.
The property to the west that you just described, that's also a planned development?
Excuse me, Commissioner.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, we need a motion to approve.
I apologize. Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Cam. All right. Be my guest.
Okay. The property to the west is the same type of development? Yeah. Is this?
No, that actually is just a straight up light industrial zoning classification.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Dunnigan. Or, I'm sorry, Commissioner Anderson. Do you want to answer? Sorry, Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Tague.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
You're too funny. There's your pass. Huh? It passes.
I said motion carries unanimously.
I just want to make sure I can hear you. Thank you. F2, consideration to approve final plat of Clean Car Wash Tomball, a subdivision of a 5.3593 acre of land in the Sam Lewis Survey, A-1704, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. So I'll be presenting the Clean Car Wash Tomball final plat. This property is located in the 27500 block of State Highway 249 on the west side. The zoning for the property is presently commercial. It does include three lots and is 5.35 acres in size approximately. Here's the graphic representation of this subdivision. And this plat was reviewed by city staff, who found that it was consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which are the subdivision standards, and city staff is recommending approval to you all today, subject to the conditions that I have outlined here on this slide, which were also included in your packets. The key items here is that we need an updated title opinion. The opinion that was provided to staff did not identify the owners that they're claiming on this property on the plat itself, and then we also need construction plans to be submitted to and approved, illustrating all of the required public infrastructure. So in this case, they do have to extend water, sewer, and gas utilities to service this lot. And those construction plans need to be approved by our city engineer and ultimately put in place, and or a financial guarantee provided to the city of Tomball prior to the recording of this plat. Happy to answer any questions you all may have at this time.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I'll move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Henderson. Are there any questions or discussion from staff? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Tay?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. We're going to conduct a public hearing in consideration to approve zoning case P22-354, a request by the City of Tomball to amend sections 50-116 supplemental regulations of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by revising standards pertaining to subsection J, site development standards for mobile food courts. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And once again, my name is Jared Smith, city planner for the city of Tomball. This is the last item that I'll present this evening. So the request is from the city of Tomball to amend the current Code of Ordinance regarding how we govern food courts, mobile food courts. So back in 2016, the city of Tomball added a section to our Code of Ordinance that identifies mobile food courts, specifically where they're allowed, which in this case they're allowed in general retail, commercial, light industrial, Old Town mixed-use zoning districts with the approval of a conditional use permit. And then we also added these supplemental standards that you see, which are in section 50-116, subsection J. So the request is actually quite simple. City staff is wanting to remove the time restriction. So whenever we adopted that ordinance, we did put a cap on how long each mobile food vendor can be within that mobile food court. So right now the ordinance does not allow the same mobile food vendor to be located in a mobile food court for a period of in excess of 180 days. Mm-hmm. And then once they leave, they have to stay away from that mobile food court for 30 days before they return. So city staff believes that because this is a principal land use and the actual mobile food vendors within that principal land use are also considered principal, they're not accessory to, we do not feel like it's necessary to cap how long these individual vendors are to be located within the food court itself. And besides, there are restrictions, or I believe that the county itself has governance as far as how these food vendors actually operate, and they are required, I believe, to leave at least once a year to get their registration handled and things of that nature. So I believe that the intent will still be met without it actually being explicitly outlined in the code. But we don't feel like it's necessary for us to govern the zoning by zoning how long each vendor is to be located. So that kind of in a nutshell is what this ordinance amendment actually is. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have regarding it at this time.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and have the public hearing now. Public hearing on zoning case P22-354 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:17 p.m. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anyone signed up?
I have one signed up.
Thank you.
Michael Fagan.
Mike Fagan, 1314 Pine Brook. I remember about 6 years ago when we sat at the city council, we began a new scenario for Tomball, and that was the food truck part. It was something that's never been done before. We came up with the idea, had no idea really what we're doing at the time, you know, that it happened. But as we got along and did it, it was through it, we had to come to city council, get everything taken care of. We came to you guys first, and beknownst to you right now, y'all actually voted on the same ordinance that we had originally and passed it. The thing we're changing is something that was added by city council afterwards. And it was changed because they didn't want a food truck sitting there with the wheels off and grass growing over it and vines growing over it, and, you know, and being an ugly and not what Tomball wanted. In our case, we have 6 trucks that go to Harris County every year for, you know, to be qualified and be checked. They're on concrete, they're moved, they're checked every day. We're a commissary of Harris County. We actually are just like Harris County when it comes to, you know, checking them out, make sure they're okay. So it just grew to be a process. We started out with 3 months, it went to 6 months, then as a business, a year meant everything. It meant so much more for them to be there a year to actually develop their brand and their logo. So that's kind of worked out as the business side now. We've had some to stay 6 months, sometimes they don't, it just depends on what happens to them, but most of them are staying about a year. So all we're doing is requesting that, you know, just change that one ordinance. It's been brought to the city council's attention after 6 years. Don't know why, but it has been. You know, that we're looking, you know, at changing it, you know, to get that ordinance changed so we can be in, you know, just be where we need to be with inside the ordinance so we're not doing anything different. I think that's basically all we're trying to do at this point in time. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Dane Dunnigan would like to speak.
Dane Dunnigan, 535 East Tussmith Road, Tomball, Texas. Were you on the council in 16? On this?
Yes.
Okay. So you remember, and I know Barbara was on, but you weren't on. And they did. This was all new to everybody. And we were thinking it was going to be a food truck. And if you go back and listen to the old tapes mm-hmm. of the actual city council meeting, one of the city councilors said, I don't want them there but 3 weeks. And I want them to move and everything. This group voted to have them stay. The questions we asked back in the days was about parking and about how long, you know, they're going to be there. And we kind of come up to 3 months when they had the meeting. Mike, I think even Mike didn't know what was going to be happening. Because this was a new concept for everybody. And everything. And so that's why the city council in the workshop said, hey, this is nothing more than a brick and mortar restaurant. That's all it is. You know, they're not moving. They don't need to move. You don't make Tejas move every year and everything. And so just because they're a food truck, that's the reason. And it all started kind of because we were all new to it, especially on this group.
Like I asked at that time, I think I asked... Did we include a definition of temporary? Because he said it was going to be a temporary food.
Yeah, right.
Did we include it? He said no. And then I think he gave a reason for that. And we moved on.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the subject before we move on? Okay.
I do got a couple questions and some things when you're ready for it.
Okay. All right. At this time, there are no additional comments, so the public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:22 p.m. All right, so I need a motion, please, to approve zoning case P22-354.
I make a motion to approve zoning case P22-354.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there a second? Thank you, Commissioner Moore. All right. Is there any discussion or questions?
Yeah.
Would you like to ask some of the applicants?
I just want to elaborate a little bit on it, because when Michael says that Harris County has got to approve these things, I don't know if everybody realizes, that means that person is dragging that trailer to Pasadena, Texas to get that thing inspected. So that can kind of tells you right in a nutshell what kind of condition that trailer needs to be in. At all times, because you never know. You have to drag it in at least once a year. And how some of these trailers around town get away with staying in one spot, they don't even have tires. I have no idea how it happens. It's a separate topic. But so what they do at 403E's, I'm a big fan of, because they bring a lot of ethnic cuisines to our town, and it's a very clean park. All those trailers work. And I agree that this is like a brick-and-mortar restaurant, really. It's a nice, clean park. But I have some questions about some of the other things that are in the code, if I may, not to complicate things. But first one is about, because they do plug in everything over there, so there's no generator noise. And in our code here, it says sound-absorbing devices shall be used. And I'm curious, that's kind of a vague statement about that, because at one of our last festivals here in Tomball, I came behind a trailer that was, I think they were serving jerky or something at one of our festivals, and they had this cheap Honda generator on the back of that truck that was so loud that you couldn't walk up and down the street and enjoy it at all. And so they were there allowed to operate with this incredibly, insanely loud generator. And I'm just wondering if we can elaborate on that a little bit, to put some other, I mean, it's one thing to roll up with a nice generator that's quiet and all that, but, you know, some of these generators are so loud, it's just unpleasant for the whole experience. So that was one question I had. And then just for my own knowledge, it talks about buffer, landscaping buffer. Could somebody explain to me exactly what that means? Landscape buffer yard, what does that mean?
Okay. Would staff like to address these questions, please?
Yeah, so every commercial development is required to reserve a 10-foot landscape buffer yard that you can't encroach into with, in this case, a trailer, because that's the principal land use. You can't encroach into it with any kind of structure, any kind of paving. It has to be unobstructed. A 10-foot buffer yard. Basically, it's your minimum landscaping, your bare minimum landscaping.
Buffer between the property and
along the street side property boundaries.
Okay, all right. And then there was another comment or thing about food vendors shall not park in required parking stalls; rather, they shall be located on the designated paved surface. So I'm confused by that whole sentence there.
So again, this is a principal land use for which there are minimum parking standards. So they can't use any of their designated parking spaces for their clientele for the trailer to park
okay.
in.
That's any mobile food court, period. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. The commissary that they installed, that's a big deal. So technically, a food trailer in Harris County, technically, for every day you go out to service, has to go to a commissary to start the day. You have to have a receipt that says that you went to commissary to change the water out and make sure everything's working and you have those fluids and all that taken care of. And so if an inspector rolls up on you and you don't have that, you're subjected to a fine. So they did that there so they don't have to leave. And so I'm just wondering, you know, I know there's no other food courts in Tomball now, but should there be a day when some other ones come along, should at some point we require them all to have a commissary like that? Because Pasadena is a long way. Anyway, just general comments. I'm still in favor of improving. I think the simplest thing is
I think at this time, you know, that's something that we could perhaps get staff to address and then bring back to us, because if this concept continues to go and we have more come in, as you say, there are other mm-hmm. things that we do need to address. So if you'll give them to staff, then they can look at it, and perhaps that's something we can okay. work out later, in case they may want to open up, you know, food truck number 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, I think the authors of this particular, those supplemental requirements, mm-hmm. as Jared brought up before, in looking at that, they were looking at it more like a principal food, and even in the definition, it's a principal land use, right? Mm-hmm. So they were addressing things that you would address, like a landscaping buffer, like some of these other things where you can't utilize designated parking for patrons at any retail establishment, right? So they were just trying to equate it specifically to that. So, and you know, as Chairwoman said, is that if there are some other things that you want to look at, please send it our way, and we'll be happy to bring it as a workshop to this group, and then we can bring it on to City Council at a later
date. Well, I think it's worth looking into, because you go just north outside of Tomball, there's a food truck park, like in Pinehurst, mm-hmm. you know, and that's not the kind of food truck park we want in Tomball. You know, it just isn't. So if we can, I think, be more specific about what we want out of a mobile food truck park in terms of aesthetics and commissary mm-hmm. and cleanliness mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
And noise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Anyway, that's all I got.
All right. Well, I have a question as well. There's, going towards the west on 2920 at the mm-hmm. golf place, the little teen, whatever, golf.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a food truck that always sits there. Mm-hmm. And so who looks into that? I mean, what rules do they have if we, you know, and I agree with what what you're asking, but how do we keep, from other things popping up that we don't control?
Nathan,
of?
Can you address that? That's out there by Telge Road.
Yeah. And sure. So there. Right there is, it might be, again, I'm not exactly sure where you're speaking of, but that's, it gets right on the border of actually what's in the city limits and what's mm-hmm. not. But if anything ever comes up like that, we do have a code enforcement department that you can just let staff know about. And there are specific rules and regulations when it comes down to mobile food trucks by themselves. Mm-hmm. The distinction between a mobile food truck by itself and a mobile food truck park is, that's the okay. distinction. So this is a park by itself okay. that is allowed to have multiple food trucks there. The mobile food vendor, mm-hmm. They have to go through and meet a very stringent rules and regulations that the city is very prescriptive of within our ordinance under Chapter 34, I believe it is. And so they have to file with the city secretary, and they have to submit their driver's license, and they have to go through a whole heap of rules and regulations. That's why you don't see a lot of them around within the city, because it is very stringent. And then, mm-hmm. and then when they do, they only can be in one spot for 4 hours, no more than 4 hours at a location.
Okay.
So,
would you please come forward?
Yeah.
And
that was exactly what I was going to say.
You can address some of the questions.
Getting kind of confused between the mobile park and the single.
Right.
You got, there's a definite, the actual single truck coming into Tomball has a completely separate avenue they have to follow for rules and regulations, mm-hmm. which is completely different from what we as just as a combined one deal. So yeah, is your situation? Yeah, that's something that we need to stay on top of, because there's 2,000 food trucks out there, and possibly coming in. We've already had a couple issues of food trucks trying to come in Tomball and so forth, and not allowed to come in because they didn't meet the criteria. They were, Tomball's already taking care of that. Mm-hmm. So as you know, there's discussions for that. I think they got a pretty good handle on what they're doing right now with the singles. But I say that the mobile food truck is completely different than just the individual food truck. If that makes sense.
Okay. So thank you very much.
What makes it? What if there's three of them get together? Could they call themselves a quart then, or how does that?
So
how does that go
would
out
be
without
by staff?
Yeah. So the primary difference is a mobile food vendor. You can have no more than one. It's an accessory use that can only be there for 4 hours and then has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
The congregation of mobile food trucks becomes a mobile food court. In order for you to do that, you have to have a conditional use permit, which requires approval from this body as well as city council, so.
Those guys have restrooms, too.
Okay, all right.
Very, very clean restrooms, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
So one additional thing that was brought up during the workshop.
Right.
That is more the effect of the ordinance that the council brought up, is that when those hours were placed in and the time limits was more based on the effect of a of an established food truck park on the brick and mortar restaurants in the city. Mm-hmm. And from what everyone seems to see, there's been no effect, negative effect on the established food truck park on the city's brick and mortar restaurants. And so council seemed to be in favor of the change just proposed by staff because of the effect is not existent.
Right. And this is also something that, you know, it was a completely new type of issue. And so it's a learning process for us. And so we'll get there eventually.
Well, the first time City of Tomball had that freight train food truck festival on a Saturday, that was a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. We were still fairly young at the time as a restaurant. Saturday's a big deal for us. And we were honestly a little bit terrified by that, what that was going to do to our Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it was the best Saturday we had all year. Because they had
they
so many people. The food trucks were overwhelmed.
And they ran out.
And, you know, we got clobbered. So, and there's strength in numbers when it comes to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, is there any other questions or discussion?
Can I just say one thing? And the Platinum Food?
Madam.
This is one of our very first food trucks.
Which one?
You have to be invited up. You weren't invited. I'm just kidding. You can make your comment.
Gretchen Fagan, 1314 Pinebrook. The very first plat you approved was one of our very first food trucks, Tiki Shaved Ice, and they bought property very close to 403, and they will be building a home here. Wow. Working with Pueblo Builders, so we're very excited.
That's great.
To see that happen. And, we've had several of our trucks go on to open brick and mortars.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Tomball. All right. Is there any other questions or discussion? Okay, CNN, please call the roll.
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
And Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Okay, would you please call the roll?
Let me turn the lights off.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tay?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
All right, the meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:35 p.m.
I will probably not be at the next meeting. I have a commitment out of town.
Okay.
So I need to talk to Chair to see if that's excused.
Oh, as long as you let us know ahead of time, it is.
Yeah.
See y'all guys later.
Thanks for coming. We were missing you. We were missing you, Dane. I was, anyways.
I'll get the package anyhow, and I'll catch up to speed.
We only had three times
her this week.
Yeah. Yes. So when I send it out, just say.
I will let you know.
Yep. Okay. No problem.
You want me to? I can let you know tomorrow morning.
Yep. Right. Just email me and let me know.
What's gonna be that? Got one.
Yeah. No worries.
Well, I already know.
I tell my husband my son. I said, do not ask me for anything until after January 15th.
Oh, okay.
I am focused and on it.
I got
I'm scheduled out till then. Just an hour.